Knights back on top, extra points, and Dotology. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. Two streaks ended Saturday at the MHSAA Division IV Lower Peninsula Boys Tennis Finals. Longtime powerhouse Grosse Pointe Woods University Liggett claimed its first championship in 14 years and broke an 8-year winning streak in knocking off Ann Arbor Green Hills. The Knights edged the Griffons by 2 points in the team standings, and you could say the difference was a gritty performance by a singles player who didn't even reach the finals. Senior TJ Dulac picked up 3 critical points for Liggett in spite of playing with a broken bone in his right hand, which forced him to retire during the regional tournament.
You know, I was happy that I was able to get some shots, work my backhand a little bit more than I'm used to, and you know, it worked yesterday and almost worked today, so I was happy with the way everything turned out.
The Knights got titles from Andrew Staccaro at number 4 singles and at number 2 and number 3 doubles from Alex Azar and Davey Sekon at number 2, Spencer Warziak and Craig Bueller at number 3. And coach Mark Sobierowski credits a roster filled with multi-sport participants for his team's success.
It makes you tough, you know, and mentally tough and strong, and they're competitive. You can win a lot of matches just with the guts and just hanging in there. And I always say a good player can win even when they're not playing their best, because they'll try something different, you know, and they keep fighting. And that's my team.
You can read all about last weekend's MHSAA Lower Peninsula Finals in boys tennis and girls golf on the second half page of the MHSAA website. And speaking of golf, our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to the Midland Dow sister duo, a Stephanie Karras and Alexis Karras, who finished 1-2 individually in leading the Chargers to the Division I crown. Choose the food-first mentality. Nutrient-rich foods provide all the energy and nutrition your body needs for optimal performance. The bonus? Whole foods are cheaper than any sports supplements. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Play ball! Play ball! Play ball!
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
For many years at the pro and college levels of football, the PAT, or the extra point kick, really became a ho-hum play. Last year in the NFL, they tried to make the play more exciting by moving the kicker's back, making it almost the distance of a medium-range field goal. Under college rules, they allow the other team, the defense, whenever they get the ball, to try and return it all the way to the other end with the ability to score 2 points. The next high school game you're at, know this, that once the defensive team gets possession of the ball on an extra point or try for point, the try is over and the defense cannot score any points.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to MHSAA.com now to be a referee. Sunday at 7 p.m. on Fox Sports Detroit, the qualifiers and pairings for the 2016 MHSAA football playoffs, powered by the Michigan Army National Guard, will be announced. And as always, here's a few pointers from our playoff primer to get you ready for the games. Think of your team as one dot on a map of 32 teams in a library of 9 maps. Your dot is placed in a district first, then a region. You have to play your neighbor first, just like any other sport. Your dot may even have a line drawn between it and a dot from another neighbor, which is needed to go over and help out fill another district somewhere else. And it could literally take the two of you down separate roads to the finals, just like any other sport. As the journey progresses and the distance between your dot and another dot widen, remember there's no neutral sites to go to the first 3 weeks. You play them as they line up. And even at the semifinals, where sometime a site may be a little shorter distance for one dot, but that could be because of the availability of a site willing to host, or the fact that your dot didn't have to travel for 3 weeks and the other dot did, and that dot could have a longer trip to the finals if it wins. So in this world of dotology, the most important thing you can do is support your dot, your team, in a sportsmanlike manner and not worry about the rest of the dots. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.